This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a strong push for Vocal for Local today and urged people to trust and buy products made in India. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating two major national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in Delhi. He said connectivity across national capital region will take a big leap forward with the inauguration of the Delhi section of Dwarka Expressway and Urban Extension Road 2. He said the nation must take inspiration from Chakradhari Mohan to Charkhadhari Mohan to make the country stronger and follow their path to make India self-reliant.
हम समय समय पर चक्रधारी मोहन से लेकर चरखाधारी मोहन तक दोनों की अनुभूति करते हैं। चक्रधारी मोहन यानी सुदर्शन चक्रधारी भगवान श्री कृष्ण, जिन्होंने सुदर्शन चक्र के सामर्थ्य की अनुभूति कराई, और चरखाधारी मोहन यानी महात्मा गांधी, जिन्होंने चरखा चलाकर देश को स्वदेशी के सामर्थ्य की अनुभूति कराई। भारत को सशक्त बनाने के लिए हमें चक्रधारी मोहन से प्रेरणा लेकर आगे बढ़ना है, और भारत को आत्मनिर्भर बनाने के लिए हमें चरखाधारी मोहन के रास्ते पर चलना।
The Election Commission today said that all parties are equal before it as it does not discriminate among political parties. Briefing the media in New Delhi this afternoon, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said, "The Election Commission will never step back from its constitutional duty." Mr. Kumar said, "Some people allege double voting, but when asked for proof, no answer is given." He remarked that neither the Election Commission nor any voter is afraid of such false allegations.
जब चुनाव आयोग के कंधे पर बंदूक रख कर भारत के मतदाताओं को निशाना बनाकर राजनीति की जा रही हो, तो आज चुनाव आयोग सबको स्पष्ट करना चाहता है कि चुनाव आयोग निडरता के साथ सभी गरीब, अमीर, बुजुर्ग, महिला, युवा सहित सभी वर्गों और सभी धर्मों के मतदाताओं के साथ बिना किसी भेदभाव के चट्टान की तरह खड़ा था, खड़ा है और खड़ा रहेगा।
The Chief Election Commissioner pointed out that all political parties have been asking for rectification of errors in the electoral roll. He said the special intensive revision was started from Bihar and a draft of the electoral roll has been prepared. Mr. Kumar added that all the voters and political parties are giving their contributions to rectify the errors in the draft electoral roll within the stipulated time. A meeting of BJP Parliamentary Board is underway at the party headquarters in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP National President and Health Minister JP Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, along with other Parliamentary Board members, are attending the meeting. Party sources said that discussions are likely to be held on the candidate for the vice presidential elections. On 6th of this month, leaders of the ruling National Democratic Alliance NDA had unanimously passed a resolution authorizing Prime Minister Modi and BJP President to finalize the NDA's candidate for the vice presidential election. Nominations for the vice presidential election can be filed till Thursday. The election will be held on 9th of next month. The election has been necessitated due to the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankhar. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least 7 persons were killed and 5 others injured in 2 separate incidents of cloudburst and flash flood in Kathua district in early hours this morning. The calamity struck Jodhghati village of Rajbhag and Junglot amid heavy overnight rains in the district. Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke to Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Omar Abdullah on the cloudburst incident in Kathua and assured all support from the centre. Indian Navy's latest stealth frigate, INS Tamal, has concluded a port call at Naples, Italy, during her return passage to India. The Defence Ministry in a statement today said that the visit underscored the strong bilateral relations between the two nations, which were formally elevated to a strategic partnership in 2023. In Durand Cup football, Diamond Harbour FC has entered the semi-finals. In the quarter-final match, they defeated Jamshedpur FC by 2-0 at RJD Tata Sports Complex in Jamshedpur. In another quarter-final match today, Mohun Bagan Super Giant will take on East Bengal at Vivekanand Yuva Bharti Krirangan, Kolkata. And that is the end of this news bulletin.